Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings, only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something, because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something that I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal. Take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. How do you learn faster? This is so fundamental to your ability to achieve things, to fall in love with learning. And I know that's preaching to the choir because you're here. You raised your hand and said, I want to learn some principles of achievement to get ahead faster in my life. So I honor you for that. So let's talk about what you could do to actually start learning faster. And some of these things are so basic, and I'm stunned that people don't do them more often. First and foremost, one, begin any learning journey with an objective. You know, if you began this course, I hope you said, you know, I want to learn some productivity things that'll make me go faster. Or I want to learn some frameworks for dealing with people so I can learn faster. Or, you know, I want to learn how to do X, Y, or Z. Something, have an intention when you go into a learning environment. If I go to a seminar, I go, I just want to learn this one idea. If I get that, everything else was a bonus. When I turn on a program, I go, one idea. For me, I always have at least one outcome in my mind that's so razor clear. I'm gonna get that if I gotta hound dog it down. If I gotta call somebody or raise my hand and ask some questions, I go, I'm sorry, I'm going through your program or I'm dealing with this. I got this one objective, I didn't get it. Can I ask you, is it part of what you do or could I learn it somewhere else? It's just fundamental to everything. I don't go to a tennis lesson without an objective to do something better there. You have to have a goal, it has to be clear, and the more that goal or those set of goals are clear, when you walk into a learning environment, the better you're going to develop mastery. But most people never even consider that. And if they do, it's so casual. They're like, yeah, I'd like to learn this. No, write it down. Before I go to seminar, I write down what I want to learn based on what they said I was going to learn at the seminar. If I'm going to meet with somebody huge, like interview somebody famous, and many of you guys know, I've interviewed billionaires, I've interviewed titans of industries, I've interviewed, you know, A-list celebrities, I've interviewed almost everybody I ever wanted to really get to at this point in my career, and this next year I'm interviewing people who, you know, I never thought would even have a conversation with me. When I go in there, I have something I want to learn from them, because I take every conversation as a learning journey. So if I'm gonna go and sit down with anybody in business, I go, what do I wanna learn from this? What's my outcome here? What do I absolutely wanna learn before I leave that dinner table? What do I absolutely wanna learn before I leave that interview? And having that clarity, you know what it does? It makes you think about that experience more. The more you think about it before you enter it, the faster you're gonna learn once you're in it. Most people just jump into a learning journey and go, here I go! And the problem with that, even though it sounds fun, the real problem with that is we end up often just at the whim of the world. And I think it's vital to have an objective towards what we're doing. Now, people always say to me, well, Brendon, but wait a second. What about this thing you talk about, just being present and enjoying it and experiencing it in full? How do I balance that? Well, like I said, you begin the journey with an objective. once you're in it, make sure you hit that objective, but also just see what else is there, because you'll grow your objectives in the learning journey. But you have to begin with a learning objective. If you've never studied adult learning theory, you know how vital it is before you tell anybody they're gonna, you know, learn something, to sort of set the frame of what they're gonna learn today and why it's important, right? So that's vital to help people start with the context and objective. If you don't, they're kind of fishing for sort of a solid place to stand on, at least mentally, if you will. They don't know what to do. So begin with your objective. Second, very, very simple. Start with a summary. Only go beyond the summary if you find relevance and impact. This is a strategy for consuming information, and it has changed my life. I won't read a book ever without first reading a summary of the book by somebody else. Let me say that again. I'll never read a book ever unless my friend, maybe somebody said, Brennan, you should read this book. But even before that, even if they give me the book and they're like, this book changed my life, I'm like, great. I'll get the book, first thing I'll hop online and I'll buy a summary of the book from somebody else. Or I'll hop online and I'll find a PDF where they gave away the first chapter, and I'll read that first, and I'll determine based on the summary or the preview whether or not I continue. And what does this do? It stops your learning journey before it begins if it's unnecessary. I know this sounds so crazy, but a lot of people keep learning, so they think, down the wrong alleyway, and it wasn't relevant to what was necessary for them, their objective, or it didn't make any impact, right? They read a whole book and they're like, well, didn't get anything from that. Now, either they didn't get anything from that because they had no outcome, they weren't observant looking for the fundamentals, they just were looking for new, which is always dangerous, but also they should have stopped. I mean, have you ever watched a movie and you said, gosh, I wish I stopped at hour one instead of spent the last 2 hours with it, right? A 2 hour movie, you knew at hour one you should have bailed and got that hour of your life back, but you kept going. So what I do is before I'm gonna learn anything, and before anything I do, I want a summary before I invest deeply into it. And here's what I mean by that. I apply this to everything. Brendan, I'd like to have a live meeting with you. I say, great, please send me a summary of what we would be covering there, what you think you would teach me, what you would like to learn from me, and what the overall opportunity is before I'll agree to it. Literally, that could save your life from so many unnecessary meetings. And now you have that time to apply to things that will advance you, right? They will give you so much time to get rid of, let's say, not read books that you don't need to read. It will help you not consume courses you don't need to consume. It will help you not attend meetings you don't need to attend. It will help you in a million ways. I never do anything without first studying the summary and say, is this relevant to what my lifestyle, my dreams, my achievement map is oriented towards? Does it have anything to do with my purpose, the people in my life, the major projects that I have going on, the major priorities? If not, then I'm not interested and I pass. The fastest way sometimes to learn more things is to stop learning the things that don't move the needle. Right? Get a summary. Start with a summary. It will change your life completely. Trust me. Third, only learn from experts, unless you're brainstorming, right? Always interview 5 experts minimum. If you're going to learn something and you're committed to it, remember, this is about how to learn faster. Model the experts. Somebody already figured it out. Learn from them. It's got to be part of your learning plan, part of your schedule, about mastering what? Knowledge, skills, and abilities, or meeting who before marching on. And I can tell you over and over and over again, what most people do, the reason they never learn faster, is because one, they don't start. Why don't they start?
They don't feel confident or competent enough to start. Why don't they feel competent or confident enough to start? They haven't asked anybody. They have no information, so they're scared of uncertainty and the unknown. Without any knowledge in advance, they don't begin. So if they just gather some knowledge from experts who've already been there, bam, they'll have more confidence. They'll have more confidence. They're like, great, now I have the path. Here we go. But most people don't do that, and so they struggle or they stop. And so it is vital for you, vital. If you really care about something, just study the experts. Now, people always say, well, you know, well, that's stupid because you can learn so much from novices too. And I say, yes, the best time to have a conversation with novices is when you're brainstorming, not necessarily what to do, but maybe how to improve something, right? Sometimes experts, they're just gonna have their way. They're not always good at improving the way. They just say, this is the way. But once you're in it and you're actually working at something, you can look around and ask other people, what would you do to improve the situation? And a lot of time novices or newbies, they're great because they have no context. So they just say, well, I'd try this, and it could be a million-dollar idea. So I say, you know, non-experts are great for brainstorming once you're in something and you've mastered the game, the rules. They're not great to work with before. If I have a goal, I don't go to a bunch of random people and say, how would I go about this? I find 5 people who've already been there. I interview them and ask them. Then I begin with confidence and total competence on my way towards that thing. And again, if I get stuck or if I've already mastered it and I'm curious about how to improve it or break it, then I ask new people and novices. But all I can share, even if that seems complex to you, next time you really want to learn something faster and you want to master it faster, get around the experts. I've spent my 18 years studying achievement, success, personal development, high performance, neuroscience, positive psychology. Trust me. Everything you've learned here, if you master these principles and practices in your life, you'll achieve more than you ever have in the next year. Even if it seems like, oh wait, I've heard that before. Don't be the yeah person. I'm telling you from the position of expertise in this topic area that if you will just follow these things, your course will advance. Now, bring it right back to interviewing experts. Who do you need to get to or learn from in order to advance faster? Like, I want you to think about that. Who would you need to meet? And your job is to start figuring out how to get to them, right? Most of the interview folks who I've interviewed, the 5 experts, you know what I do? I pay them. I do. I'd say that. People are like, what? How can you tell people to do that? I'm like, sure. I value experts' time. I call them and say, hey, or I text them, or I direct message them. I tweet them, I Facebook them, I LinkedIn them. And I say, hey, could I get you on the phone for 30 minutes? Here's what I'd like to learn from you. Here's some of the questions I'd like to ask. I don't know what your fee is. Please let me know what it would cost to talk to you for 30 minutes. Now, some people say, you know, geez, Brandon, I'll just hop on the phone with you. No problem, just because they're nice. And they might not even know who I am. Other people, they don't have that schedule. They don't have the ability to do it. So they say, oh, sure, I'll do it for X amount of money. And I'd pay that all day long. Other people, I can't pay them or they're not payable. They just say, I don't have the bandwidth. So what do? I start interviewing or understanding other people in their network. Once I know other people in their network, and then I reach out to them again. I say, hey, I just interviewed these 4 other people who you might know, and tell you what, if you'll hop on the phone with me for that 30 minutes, I'll spend 30 minutes with you after you tell me, I'll share with you what these other experts have said too. So now we have group mind share. You know what the other experts in your area are talking about. I've got a lot of people that way. Here's another thing you can do to get to the influencers, to meet them. Add value to the immediate people around them. Find out who their promotional partners are. Add value to them. Find out who they know, like, and trust. Add value to them. And value can come from information you supply to them, to services you apply to them, to products you give to them, to conversations you have with them to help them do something that they're not good at. I just want you to understand this whole idea that you can't get to people becomes obliterated when you understand your job is simply to ask or to add value and ask. That's it. Ask add value and ask. And look, will you be able to get to everybody every single time? No, it just depends on who they are and what they're doing. But might they refer you to somebody else who could also assist you with that? Boom. Once I realized the people I was trying to meet was not the goal, but what the real goal was what I could learn from that person, everything shifted in my mindset. I realized if I couldn't get to this one person, I could ask some question like, I understand I can't get to you. Is there somebody else you know who also is informed about this topic that you might refer me to, recommend me to, or have me read their book? Do you know of any books, resources, videos, sources, or tools that I might be able to study to understand that? It is not the person you are trying to get to. It is the knowledge you are trying to glean from them. Everything else is just ego. I want a picture with the president. That's just ego, right? We don't need that. What we need is, what do I feel like I could learn from that person? And there is no one singular person who has the lock on any piece of information that you want. Meaning, no matter what you think or what you believe based on your inexposure, there is always somebody else who knows the same type of information. Always. No one is the world's expert on anything, right? They're often among the top, but very few people are the world. And everyone says, that can't be true, Brendan. I'm like, well, let me tell you what. I have trained millions of thought leaders around the world. I know some of the best people in every category, you name it. However, let me share with you, I always meet another person who's as equally influential or who has another subset of knowledge that's just as relevant or impactful. Let's never get to the place where we believe only one person has a lock on what we need to know. That will open up it, the ability to meet more people, add more value. And I stick on this point because that's why I gave you this number, 5 experts. Now, 5 is really an arbitrary number. Could you interview 2 and advance confidently with the competence they gave you? Of course you could. A lot of times, if I try to get 5 and I only can get to 1, but what they told me is just enough that I need, I go and I still try to get the interviews later. So I'm not saying if you don't get 5, you have to stop. 5 is an arbitrary number. It is an anchor number to remind you to talk to more than one person because your life does not hinge on you meeting or knowing any single person. The world is full of really smart people. Find those who are among the top and learn from them. Got it? That will make everything go faster. All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community
Forbes.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.